I can't hear myself. Hello and welcome to Radio Clash 103, and this is the best of 2006. Crazy Times by Team 9. That's Gnarls Barkley versus Prince, and it came out early in 2006, probably somewhere around spring, when you had everybody doing Crazy Boots. That was Crazy Boots. As I said at the start of the show, this is the best of 2006. I wasn't going to do this show. I don't like doing lists. I know Kirk does list shows, but I don't really like doing list shows. And I always think the best of shows are a bit like, oh, we're going off holiday early and we're just going to chuck loads of old shit up. But I then started reading the current kind of like best of lists from various places, including Anti-Hit List Podcast, and I started violently disagreeing with a lot of their choices. So rather than just sort of grumble about it, I thought, well, I may as well do a show. I may as well actually put this all together and select my best of 2006. So there's going to be sort of just over 20 tunes that I think were the best mashups of 2006. I've restricted down to that because the best tunes, I'd be here all week. I see Eric Clapton's doing his best of at over at his podcast at Hectic City. So go and check that out because it sounds very good. So I think 2006 was the year of Gnarls Barkley and Crazy and loads of Crazy Boots. There are two of them which are really, really good. That was probably the first one I heard, actually. Team 9 was very quick off the bat with that one. I did that back in maybe February. The other one, of course, is Artie Puffkin, Crazy Logic, which is very good, which is Crazy versus Supertramp.
Seen the love. The Super Mario Land. your puppet on a
Street.
That's DJ Myth with Tricky Sandman. And I love the what he's did with all the filtering on that song with the Metallica versus Run DMC. Very, very good. And very similar to an iMonkey track, which is Enter Sandman, which is, Reel to Reel. I think it's Metallica but versus Reel to Reel, and I like that a lot. And then before that, and before that was of course Puppet Becker by Pilchard. Why isn't that in any of these best of lists? Hello Earth Calling best of lists. And before that, a discovery like DJ Myth or DJ MIF of 2006 is Bingo Star, and that's his Where Is Your True Selector edit. And I think anyone that actually puts Betty Boo into bootleg definitely gets my vote. And I like the fact that he's referring to the Talk Hip that record, which you might have heard if you listen to my jazz mix, which is, I think, a sample from the Beach Boys, one of the Beach Boys sessions. Then before that was Bobby Martini, another one who I think was around in 2005 but produced some very, very good boots in 2006. And again, they tend to talk about his other one, but I actually prefer Ain't No Other Man Till You Get Enough. I think it's actually a better bootleg, but anyway, that's just me. That's just my opinion. And then before that, Rebel MC, Street Tough, the Tone 396 remix with dropping in Pot Will Eat Itself in there. Again, hello, not in any best of lists. Sort it out. And then before that was Artie Fufkin with Crazy Logic, which is quite rightly in quite a lot of the best of lists. With Supertramp versus Niles Barkley and Rockwell and a cast of Matt Thousands that I can't remember at this particular moment. So I think one of the biggest things of 2006 was the closing of the Asylum Bastard in London. Was a legendary club and spawned Booty and many other clubs worldwide. And it looks like big news, is that they've got a venue, and there's going to be a Bastard in January with a new venue in Shoreditch, which is very, very good news, and is very hopeful. And the next song is a song which became kind of like an anthem. It was done for a gig. I don't know if it's the end of 2005, but certainly it was released around February, March 2006, I think. It's very hard to find out exact dates of when bootlegs are released. I noticed a couple of lists that had stuff which is like 2 or 3 years old, which is a bit like, hello, that's not even just remotely like, oh yeah, actually it was the end of 2005. You know, there's a couple of tracks in here I don't know exactly when they were released, but I think pretty much nearly all the tracks in here are actually proper 2006 tracks, and I think this was one, or it's one that was certainly came to prominence in 2006. And that's Bastard 97 Made Me Do It, which was played by Ian Fondue at San Francisco, and they were mad for it, but they got really confused because, of course, it starts with Sweet Home Alabama, and, well, you'll hear.
tell you, them guys ain't dumb. Maybe get a blister on your little finger. Maybe get a blister on your thumb. Look at that mama, she got it. Sticking in the camera, man. We could have some. And he's up there. What's that? Hawaiian noises. Banging on the bongos like a chimpanzee. Oh, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing. Get your chicks for free. Money for nothing. Chicks for free.
come on the floor, come on the dance floor.
Make way for the SOV.
If it was a regular song, me know it's a regular song with a dead in
it. That's Grandpapa Irie with Lady Jonathan. Of course, that's Jonathan Richmond versus Lady SOV. And then before that was Polyminimal C, which is Aphex Twin versus Pet Shop Boys by 10,000 Spoons. And then before that was the FU2 by Dunproofin, someone who also doesn't reappear in any of the end of lists and should. He's done some really, really loads of very, very good work this year. I like that track a lot. Of course, it's Lady SOV, and I think I don't think it's mashup. I think it's that's his productions. It's more a remix. But certainly very good, and apologies for keeping that short, but I'm running out of time. And then before that was the beat, We're in the Bathroom Drum and Bass, which was from Pete Juxtaposer, who played that in San Francisco. I don't know if it's a 2006 track, but certainly I've sort of been hearing it again and again, and I've not really got into it this year, so it's honorary 2006. Then before that, Black Metal Tarantula, Super Collider versus Future Octofish. It certainly came out on vinyl this year. I don't know if it actually, I think it might have been done the end of last year, but certainly, again, needs to be in here. Again, I wish I could play more of that. I'm running out of time. And then before that was The Who Boys, Revolution Uberalas. Brilliant track. And by the way, I played that at the main room at Booty. it's a running joke. And then before that was another discovery of 2006, DJ Moore, with Money for the Queen, which is Dire Straits versus Sex Pistols. Then before that was Bastard 97 Made Me Do It by Josh Console, which is, I think it's that Kellis Bossy, his production, all the little bleeps and bloops, and Chesney Hawks at the end, which I actually quite like, but initially when I first heard it, I was like, oh no. And of course we have Alabama by Lynyrd Skynyrd. We're towards the end of the show. I'm sort of trying to rush through things a bit to try and get everything done. As I say, this is on the 29th of December, so last show 2006. I lied in the last show. Ha ha ha, just thought I'd slip one in. And I hope you all have a good new year. This is Go Home Productions with Marvin's Not in Love.
Don't you know how sweet and wonderful life can be? Yeah.
just a silly phase I'm going through. And just because, hey, I call you up,
I won't push you, baby.
Don't get me wrong, don't think you got it made.
Hey.
I'm not in love, no, no.
Champions to slow jamming. Oh baby, we can even make you an overnight celebrity. know what I'm saying?
Why don't we play something these pros are like? Dry whips, I know they like. Twister, you told her right.
I can make you a celebrity overnight.
Give you ice like Kobe, right? We sort of like Goldie, right? The way we mold them, right?
I can make you a celebrity overnight. Girl, I see you in the map about them chicks. Chiller on your back, I wanna know your name. Girl, I'm just like I can blow your brains. Put you in the chameleon, no full range. Still sexy when you smoke that flame. Jerking like a chicken when you throw that thing. She got me hotter than the oven, the way that she talks. Switching the freaky, so I'm loving the way that she walks. You look as good, girl, you wanna be a picture. Listen to me, I see your career going sky high. Taking you home to the crib in the shot. And every time I see your thighs, I cry when I drive by. Watching you, you're being real. Got the fellas on some Johnny Gill face. Screaming my, 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 my. Walking the carpet with the dummies, the bitch and the dog. Kicking it on the couch, you wanna kick the car. I can see your beauty on the big screen.
Keep rolling, rolling, rolling. check my dangerous slang atrocious. When I let these hang, focus. What the fuck's a hoodie and the blowfish? I wave my black flag at the roaches. Too late to get your blowgun unhosted. Your left butted up and lightly toasted. So what? I drink and smoke too much. So what? I
tell me what you gonna do now. Come on. Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Keep rolling, 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 rolling.
It just don't get no darker than that kid with the parka. Bald head with the boots and shoes to make a spark. I'm a fan, but ain't then quicker than the hair trigger. So if you dare, come on, it'll be like your man.
That's from the great Bacharach LP. That's RIA with Always Something Rolling. I hadn't played that one before, but I've played several other tracks from that. I could play pretty much a lot of that album in its place. So it's not really, that's more of a vote for a net mashup album, really, but I do like that track a lot as well. And then before that was Flostradamus, Overnight Star, which I did actually learn about over at Culture Bully. Favorite mashups of 2006. So I did learn about one mashup that I didn't already know about, and I agreed with, and that's that one. That's of course Star Alpha by my brain's gone. Sigur Rós versus Twister. You see, it's the end of the year. My brain's going. About to rush off to see John, and then go off to see my dad for the New Year's. So I'm like, my brain's elsewhere. And then before that is Kleptones with Imagine the End of the World, which is from the 24 Hours LP. And that was one of the big things of 2006 for me, is the 24 Hours LP, and later on the Dirt Bacharach LP. They kind of held up as very, very good mashup LPs. And then before that was Marvin's Not Love Part 1 by Go Home Productions. I've had mixed responses to some of his work this year, but it's there's been occasional track that's been really, really on the money. Then before that is Grandpa Part Irie with Lady Jonathan. I've got absolutely no idea who that is. What am I talking about? Can't that bit. Ooh. So it's the end of the show. There's many tracks that didn't make it, actually. I don't know if I won't list them all, because there's about sort of about seven of them that I wanted to play but didn't, and I highly recommend them. So if I get time, I will list them on the website. So I hope you've all had a good 2006, and looking forward to 2007. I've enjoyed it, and the big news is, yeah, I've got to mention it. You see, I was featured in The Independent on Boxing Day, the 26th of December, in their download this feature in the extra. So hello, all any of you who are who've heard about me through The Independent. That's a big thing for me. And it's also a big thing I usually end up doing. Regulars will know, whenever I get any press, I tend to do a really acerbic show, and this is the first time I've actually done a show which is probably very accessible, although it is a bit of a middle finger to some of the people doing best mashup lists, although it's always very kind of personal. They might make out it's the big website or a big production. It's usually one or two people's views on what were the best of, but certainly I was surprised. There was very big holes. I've not done it for 2004, and I didn't do it for 2005. I just thought I'd do it because it's, these people need credit, they need props, and the very same people actually wrote about these very things early in the year. It's like short memories. So I hope you all have a good new year. And I'm going to play out with DJ Early Bird, another discovery from 2006, and someone who criminally doesn't feature in any of these end of lists, which should do. And this is his probably the best track I remember playing in 2006 as my end of track, and just really loving it. It says Gainsborough versus Elvis versus and Dolly Parton. I'll speak to you soon.
Standing alone without you in my heart,
wasting
without my love for you.
I wish you joy.